1 Samuel chapter 7. So they gathered at Mishpah in a great ceremony, drew water from the well, and poured it out before the Lord. They also went without food all day and confessed that they had sinned against the Lord. Verse 6. Perhaps the earth can teach us as when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. During the time, all Israel mourned because it seemed the Lord had abandoned them. Verse 2. They were surrounded by fear and anxiety. Then Samuel summons them and calls them to return in repentance to the Lord. Samuel intercedes for them, and they fast in the presence of God and confess their sins. They also spill water, symbol of the need to be cleansed of their faith, of their filth. It may well also illustrate the tears of genuine repentance. The Chatelain translation of these passage gives the sense, well, they poured out their hearts like water in penance before the Lord. They seem to say in effort, we could wish to shed as many tears as our sins as there are drops of water in this bucket. But because we cannot do this, behold, we do what we can. They poured water, but also they poured their hearts. When everything seemed to be dead, God heard the cry and life sprouted again. And in the light of the New Testament, we discover that while tears may show true repentance, it is neither water nor tears, but the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin and the sadness of repentance gives way to the joy of forgiveness.